It's Team Austin Day.
And don't you forget it.
So please show him some respect.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate
you. Be polite.
Thank you. You know, we were just talking about motivational speakers. So I want to do a practice. Melissa, you'll start because you're a lady. We always let ladies first because we're gentlemen around these parts.
I don't think I like where this is going.
Melissa, on the count of three, I want you to give us your best motivational speech.
Oh, come on.
One, two.
No, you go first.
Three.
Don't throw me under the bus like that. No. You're going first. It was your idea.
Let's do a quick vote.
All right. Let's vote. Who goes first?
I'll vote first.
Okay.
I think this isn't biased. I feel like people are going to start thinking, Kyle, biasy.
Yeah,
I said that correct.
Yeah.
It's not, biasy. But I just personally think Melissa should go first.
You know what? I'll go ahead and vote second.
You can't do this. This isn't allowed. This isn't the bylaws. When it is a Team Austin Day or Team Melissa Day, you don't get a vote.
Why doesn't he get a vote?
No, it is
then
always.
It would just be tied.
Then that's just too bad.
No, that's why we have him is because he is the tiebreaker. That's why we get these Team Melissa, Team Austin Days, because we need that third leg.
It is so funny how whatever day it is, whenever we flip the coin to decide which parent I have to hang out with technically for the weekend almost.
Yeah, it's custody. It's a custody battle every single day.
That whoever loses immediately is like, we've never done that with this before. And we, guess what? Spoiler alert, we have.
Yeah.
I've been the deciding vote on plenty of things on Team Austin.
In fact, when it was a Team Melissa Day, on this podcast, we could go back and listen to it.
What?
He was the deciding vote to help you win a vote.
I don't remember.
It went against me.
That is my favorite Melism,
Melissa,
too. She goes, that's never happened.
Yeah.
No, Mel, here's the tape.
No, it has.
I don't remember it. It is such it plays every time.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, it's a fail-safe defense.
You guys should try it sometime.
Melissa.
God.
Motivate us.
Give me a subject. Give me a subject.
Motivation.
On a motivation about what?
Anything. You have a camera on you. You have to motivate America. 3, 2, 1.
I hate this game. Don't hate life. Life can feel... Shut up. This is why I didn't want to do it.
I'm hearing her out. Life can feel what?
Life can feel heavy.
It can.
All right?
Amen,
there are
sister.
Sometimes people in life who make fun of you.
Yeah.
Who laugh at your jokes and sometimes really try not to laugh at your jokes even though they're funny. And when that kind of thing happens, you work with people who are sort of funny but not as funny as they think that they are.
Seems really pointed.
Yeah.
This is not great for
a
crowd.
This is not reaching the masses.
So, I think that's when you need to take a step back. Realize that life isn't always fair and that you have to just be your true authentic self. Go throughout your work day being you. Stay positive.
Hang on, I'm getting a phone call. Is it Meredith having a baby? Let's find out. Hello?
Jordan?
Nope.
I thought it was Meredith having a baby. I got scared.
You interrupted my speech for that?
Sorry, my wife is 9 months
But it wasn't
pregnant
your
tomorrow.
Wife calling.
It was the 314 number, St. Louis. My wife is from St. Louis.
Don't you have your wife's phone number in your phone?
No, I don't save phone numbers. I don't believe in that.
You know what? My motivational speech is over. The end.
I can do one.
Okay. All right, Kyle. Oh, geez. I think I know where Kyle's going with this before he even goes with it.
Well, you know what, man? Oops. Can you give me a minute? I'm trying to be inspirational here. We're in hell right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Jeez, I know where he's going with this.
He's reading off of his phone.
And believe me. And we can stay here and get the poop kicked out of us. Or we can fight our way back. Into the light.
You have no idea what movie
he's
this is
disqualified.
From.
We can
he's
climb
reading.
Out of hell 1 inch at a time. Now I can't do it for you. I'm too old. I look around, see these young faces, and I think, I mean, I made every wrong choice.
This is my least favorite part of this speech.
32-year-old man can make. I mean, I pissed away all my money.
Turn his mic on.
Believe it or not. I chased off anyone who's ever loved me.
And lately, I can't stand to look at myself in the mirror.
And lately,
I can't
even stand the face I see in the mirror. You know,
how much longer is
when you get old
it's
in
like,
life,
it's like 5 minutes.
Things get taken from you. I mean, that's a part of life.
I just love that he put his feet up.
But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half step too late, too early. Don't quite make it.
Austin's looking at his watch.
One half second too slow, too fast. You don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second.
Why has his dialect changed?
On this team,
he's turning into Al Pacino.
We fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone around us to pieces for that inch. Hoo-ah. We claw with our fingernails for that inch.
Oh my gosh.
Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the freaking difference between winning and losing.
Between what?
Between living and dying. And I'll tell you this. In any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that inch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that inch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now, I can't make you do it.
I'll give you 6 inches.
You got to look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes.
I don't even get that joke.
And now I think you're going to see a guy who's going to go that inch for you. You're going to see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're going to do the same for him. That's a team.
Gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. And either we heal now.
As a team.
Or
we'll
die. We will die as individuals. That's radio, guys. That's all it is.
Wow, I feel motivated.
Man.
I'm a little stressed.
That was from Oliver Stone's Any Given Sunday.
Okay.
That was my monologue. That was my audition.
That was right before Al Pacino, head coach of the Miami Sharks, took the field for the Pantheon Cup semifinals. Not even the Pantheon Cup finals.
Did he win the Pantheon Cup? Spoiler alert. It's a movie that came out 20 plus years ago.
No, I don't think they did.
Can I ask you a question?
They didn't even show the Pantheon Cup in the championship.
Can I ask you guys a question?
I mean, in the movie.
Why is it that when somebody comes to the table with their own creativity, that they get interrupted by a cell phone call?
Look, that's baby watch. That's baby watch. There's nothing I can do about that.
And somebody who else comes to the table, mm-hmm, who's literally reading and stealing the lines off the internet, gets their full speech in.
Wait, real quick. I got another one. I don't feel like you guys love that one. And I get it.
No.
It
no,
was a lot.
No, we don't need another one. We don't need another one.
Great
is
moments
better, is it better
are
than the
born
first one?
No. From great opportunities.
Okay. Melissa, Melissa, you...
And that's what we have here tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Melissa, you can get a mulligan. Start again. Go.
That's what you've earned here tonight.
No, it's your turn.
You were begging to go again.
I didn't beg.
No, you were like, I got cut off.
You know
what? That was
not
fair. You basically said that's not fair.
I know you are
the
type of person who you will push and push and push and push. You are an instigator.
Motivate us.
You are a pusher.
Motivate us.
And I just will say, it is your turn. This door over here is closed.
Okay.
It's closed.
That's the first time you've ever closed anything.
We.
All right.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it felt right.
You were born to be hockey players.
Your door is open, Austin.
All right.
All right, put his mic down, and now his door is closed.
This is why I could literally just turn. I'm putting his mic down.
Okay.
There we go.
I'm so close to being done. Their time is done. It's over. And I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Go out there and take it.
Melissa, do you know that movie?
I heard one line out of that whole thing. I don't know what it is.
That's Miracle.
On State Street?
What? No.
Oh.
Miracle on State Street.
First of all, it's Miracle
on 34th Street.
Well, oh, that's right. That was a mixed thing.
Miracle on State Street. That was a former radio bit. She's like, well, that was it. What do you mean? Oh, that's based off a movie? Like, what? I know your movie knowledge isn't always top notch, Mel, but...
I went all the way back to the mixed days.
You mean to tell me the cheesy bean burrito isn't about the landmark here in Chicago?
Miracle on State Street. She said confident. She goes, it's Miracle on State Street.
Miracle on State Street.
I'm sorry, what? That movie doesn't even take place in Chicago.
It's not even a movie. That was just a radio bit.
Miracle on 34th Street, Melissa.
She thought we were referencing a radio bit. Yeah.
Oh. All right, go ahead, Austin. It's your turn. You started this whole thing.
Melissa, you were complaining that
I'm very serious. I'll have to leave the studio. The door is closed.
So I give two inspirational speeches and get booed. Right. And yet somebody won't even do one.
Nobody booed you.
All right. You guys want a motivational speech?
Let's hear it. Put it on me.
I'm ready.
Here we go. Wake up. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking to you. Wake up and take it.
You got
hook take
line,
what?
Hook, line, and sinker, baby. Reel me in.
Kyle's never been more attentive to anything I've ever said.
Rise and grind, baby.
Wake up and take it.
Oh, I want to.
Grasp it with your fingers.
I'll try.
Put two hands on it.
Two.
Take it for yourself. No one else but you.
Never sharing, baby.
You've worked it. You've put in the time. You put in the sweat. You put in the blood and the tears.
You know me so well.
And sometimes pus.
Yeah.
You did
it. Sometimes pus?
Yeah, you kind of went a little overboard with the pus. Keep going, though.
look, it's a medical thing. I don't want to talk about it. I have an ointment.
Ew.
That I'm selling in the link in the link
so
in the description.
Gross.
Oh yeah, subscribe and like below. I'm already there, Dad.
Do you have a picture of that pus you're gonna post?
Just swipe. swipe up for more info.
Gross.
Because no one's gonna do it for you.
No, they won't.
There's a lot of naysayers in the world.
Nay.
All right, a lot of horsepower, as I like to call it.
Oh, horse powder.
But don't let that horsepower keep you down.
I won't.
Because those naysayers are going to be dust in the wind.
Ford F off 50, am I right?
Listen, I can't do it for you. Now I sound like Al Pacino.
Yeah. Are you too old?
I'm too old. It's about the 6 inches in front of your face.
Oh, I know. I'm back in. Can you do it for me?
I can't do it for you.
What?
I'm too old.
What do I got to do, though?
Lately, I pissed away all my money.
Oh, no.
I chased away anyone that's ever loved me.
We got a big game coming up, and you just decided to talk about
what
yourself?
What you learn is football's this game of inches. So is life, gentlemen.
Hell yeah, it is.
Oh, wait. I got a phone call, Cohen. Oh, wait. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Kyle.
Hi, Melissa.
Okay, you just called Kyle.
Did
that wasn't
you know,
a call. That wasn't an
no,
incoming
he called me.
Call. That was an outcoming call.
He called me. Your wife needs you.
Okay.
She's having a baby.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for spreading that word.
Sure.
Can I finish my motivational speech?
Absolutely.
We're editing this part of the speech out. I just want you to know. This is not part of the speech.
It's never fair. Life is never fair.
Okay. All right, hang on. Now I'm getting a call. Hello?
Hey, it's Meredith.
Oh, hey, Meredith. What's up?
My water broke.
Your water broke?
Yeah, you gotta leave now. Come to the hospital. Don't have to stop my home. Just to get the hospital. Bye.
I think she just called and said, I need to go straight to the hospital.
Hey, did Miracle?
Did you tie your shoe already? You finished it?
Yeah, I finished tying my shoe. What happened when I was down there? Nobody called to talk about their
Meredith
water breaking.
Called and said, I have to go straight to the hospital and don't stop by and home to see her first.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. Just she's driving herself. That's really independent of her.
The nice thing is the hospital is downtown that she's delivering it, so I don't have to go far.
Maybe she can even walk it out. A baby will fall out. That's good. Good.
Is that how babies come out?
You're telling me.
Walk it out.
You don't
walk
know
it
from
out.
The first
walk
time?
I don't remember. It's all a blur, honestly. You know what really annoys me? You know what grinds my gears about having babies?
Let's hear it.
The first baby came on December 18th, 2021. That was, if you recall, a Saturday. Now, you're probably like, okay, that's fine. Sometimes babies come on weekends.
Yeah.
My baby came at 5 o'clock in the morning, meaning I was up at 4 o'clock helping my wife push.
So?
Saturday is my one day of the week to sleep in.
I was wondering where you were going with that. I'm like, babies come at all hours of the day.
Yeah. Like, do you realize how annoying that is?
Maybe you should talk to your daughter about it.
I will at some age when she is old enough to understand English. I'm going to be like, listen, you little rugrat.
Well, just say it in Spanish. Does she understand that?
She might.
How do you say that in Spanish?
Ocho, cinco, seis. That's 8, 9, 10. For those of you wondering. Yes, that's Spanish she's speaking.
But no, he's American.
And then this baby, if this baby comes on Friday... Do you realize what time our...
This baby is coming on Friday.
The baby is coming Friday. I don't know. I said it. The worst, at the latest, this baby is coming on Friday. Do you know what our induction time is?
Just real quick.
We have
that
to be at the hospital
8,
at
9,
5.
10.
We have to be at the hospital at 5 in the hospital's downtown.
That wasn't 8, 9, 10 in Spanish.
Ocho, cinco, seis.
Ocho is 8. Cinco is 5. Seis is 6.
8, 5, 6.
Why did I say 8, 5, 6? Ocho, it's nueve, ocho, diez.
Diez.
So you're like, for those of you
minute,
that know Spanish.
But I did right away. I was like, that's not.
All right, new motivational speak.
Because
wake up, people.
Cinco de Mayo.
You may have naysayers in your life telling you don't know Spanish. Well, to that, I say no, which is Spanish for no.
Ay,
you
caramba.
Do know Spanish, and you know it well.
Adios mio.
See? It's already working. So get out there and take life by the cojones.
El gato en la biblioteca.
And people will be saying si to you. And that won't just be the letter grade for your Spanish exam.
No si about it.
El baño?
Seacrest out. Is that good?
Guys.
I feel like I know Spanish now.
You see?
I know Spanish.
I'm telling you.
I feel so much smarter than I did before.
It helps. It
uplifted.
Helps.
Look, I mean, we all learned the numbers.
Now all I need is companies to send me products that I can then hawk on my motivational influencer page.
We got pus cream.
Oh, yeah. We do have pus cream. We got pus cream. Should that be the title of this week's episode?
Ugh.
We got pus cream.
Well, that'll get some clicks.
We got pus. No.
Or it could just be 6 inches.
Melissa's pus cream. That's going to skyrocket the numbers.
We got pus cream with the 6 inches in front of your face.
6 inches?
Oh. Seacrest out.
Love you like a sister.
You put that at the end.
Yeah,
because you started doing.
Melissa, you need a sign off.
Yeah, do your sign off.
Bye bye.
Okay.